There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Yeah, and the introduction there to the Tracks of My Travels. We love this segment. Three songs that when you hear come on the radio, instantly wish you back to memories of your travels.
Yeah, and we've somehow managed to convince some pretty big celebrities to share their travel memories with us. And today's no different. We've got jazz musician Eli Teplin today. You might remember him. We had him on the show a couple of months ago when he was just starting up his residency at Q's Bar at the Palazzo Versace. He's now just days away from finishing his stint. So if you want to see him, you better head down there this weekend to see him live. Here's a little song that he played for us on air.
Na 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 na, yeah, just to get over you. And I miss the way you reach in my soul and know what I'm feeling. And I miss the way your hand feels in mine. And I miss the way you whisper in my ear and get me excited. And I miss the way you say goodnight.
Yeah, so last couple of nights at Q's Bar then.
Yeah, and that is actually his debut single. It's called Could It Be Over? And it's apparently doing really well, streaming everywhere. But that's him performing live for us.
Yeah, we liked Eli on this show, I can tell you. And that's why I was so happy to have him on the Tracks of My Travels. So Eli, talk to us. What's your first song?
A couple years ago, I was living in Nashville. And I decided I wanted to move to L.A. to pursue music. So I was talking to my dad on the phone, and I was like, man, I really want to move. And the most economical way to do so was to just get in my car and drive from Nashville to Los Angeles. And so we kind of decided on that call that we were going to do it together. So he flew from Boston to Nashville, and we just got in the car, and we drove for like 8 or 9 days, and we made it to L.A. And it was kind of like a twilight experience because we booked Holiday Inns to stay at every night, like in the different cities. And all the Holiday Inns are the same, no matter what state you go to. So we had this joke, this ongoing joke that like when we'd arrive at the hotel at night, it felt like we hadn't left the hotel from the morning because the lobbies were the same and the snacks were the same. So that was funny. But anyways, this song is a song that we listened to maybe like 10 times on the road trip, and we were just both flipping out by how good we thought it was. And it's a song called These Dreams by Heart.
Spare a little candle, save some light for me. Figures up ahead, moving in the trees. White skin in linen, perfume on my wrist. Stained glass wall, weaker in my eyesight.
Well, that is an amazing start for me, for sure, on the Tracks of My Travels today. We're talking to Eli Teplin, of course, jazz musician, and choosing that song, These Dreams, going back to 1986 when that was released. It was written by a guy called Martin Page, who co-wrote quite a few big songs back in the 80s. One of them, We Built This City, and another one, The King of Wishful Thinking. And on that song, he actually teamed up with Bernie Taupin, who's very famous, of course, for writing lyrics for Elton John. They've had a huge collaboration for a number of years. So, you know, the song came from very good writing stock. There's no two ways about that. But the interesting thing, it was actually offered to Stevie Nicks out of the band Fleetwood Mac.
Oh, wow.
Before, and she didn't like it. She just flatly refused to do it. She turned it down, wasn't impressed. So then it found its way to the band Heart, which features the two sisters, Nancy and Ann Wilson. And it was the first time that Nancy had actually sung lead vocals instead of her sister Anne. So, you know, it was kind of a bit of a turnaround for the band, but a massive success. It was a huge hit for them. And, it, you know, it stands right up there in one of the best kind of power ballads ever.
Yeah, and it's a great start to Tracks of My Travels. Very, very, you know, great mood to get into Thursday, you know, the relaxed and heading towards the weekend. So really good choice,
I look forward to this all week. Yeah, Eli, you did a cracker there.
So what's pick number two?
I was trying to figure out my stuff in Nashville, and she was doing the same in Milwaukee. And we had a call one night, and it was one of those calls where after you hang up, you kind of have a bad feeling in your stomach.
That sounds intriguing, doesn't it, eh?
It does. And we'll find out what happened next. And this afternoon, we are continuing with Tracks of My Travels, where we have three songs that where you hear one come on the radio, it instantly whisks you back to memories of your travels. We've always convinced celebrities to give us their picks of these travel memories.
They never say no, do they?
No. And actually puts them on the spot because they have to think about it.
Yeah, they've got to think a little bit. And this week, it's a real special one as Eli Teplin joins us, a fabulous jazz musician in his final couple of days, really, at Q's Bar, the Versace Hotel. If you want to pop along and see him, then you've only got a couple of nights left. We already heard his first song, which was an absolute classic from Heart, and that was Dreams.
Yeah, that was really good. And his second song, just before we went away, it was something to do with heartbreak. So Eli, what's pick number two?
The second song, 2 years ago I was living in Nashville. This was before I moved out to LA, and I was in a long distance relationship, and she was living in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. So we were quite a distance apart. And I remember I was trying to figure out my stuff in Nashville, and she was doing the same in Milwaukee. And we had a call one night, and it was one of those calls where after you hang up, you kind of have a bad feeling in your stomach. And I was like, oh man, this is not where I want to be. Because, you know, I loved, you know, being together with her, but we were so far apart. So I was like, you know what, tomorrow I'm getting in the car, and I'm going to drive 10 hours, and I'm going to just show up in Milwaukee, and it's going to be good. And so that's what I did. And this song is one that I played like on repeat during that ride. And I remember listening to it. And it's like such a perfect mix of like sadness, but also hopefulness, which is the way I was feeling when I was driving to Milwaukee. And it's called The Only Thing by Sufjan Stevens.
And we've got to ask you, Eli, you know, did it all work out in the end?
It did, yeah. I actually had less to worry about than I thought, which is so often the case.
Me from driving this car. Half light jackknife.
into the canyon at night. Signs and wonders, Perseus aligned with a skull. Slain Medusa, Pegasus alight from us all. Do I care if I survive this? Bury the dead where they're found. In a veil of great surprises, I wonder, did you love me at all? The only thing that keeps me from cutting my arm. Grosset, warm bath, holiday inn after dark. Signs and wonders, water stain riding the wall. Daniel's message, blood of the moon on us all. Do I care if I despise this? Nothing else matters, I know. In a veil of great disguises, how do I live with your ghost? Should I tear my eyes out now? Everything I see returns to you somehow. Should I tear my heart out now? Everything I feel returns to you somehow. I want to save you from your sorrow.
Gotta say, that was a new one on me. When I saw this name today, Sufjan Stevens, I had not come across it before. What about you?
Steph told me a bit about Sufjan Stevens. Yeah, that's how I know about the song.
Well, that song, it's from an album called Carrie and Lowell, and it's quite sad, really. It's he's singing a very personal song. It's almost like a musical letter to his mother, who's passed away. And she abandoned him for most of his life, and he's really laying out his feelings and his emotions.
Wow!
In that song, it's quite a sad one, but a beautiful piece of music. I love the texture and the sound, and his voice as well. And I'm just thinking back to Eli. He's done a lot of driving in his time, hasn't he? You know, I mean, he drove. What was it?
Nashville to Los Angeles to, further his musical career. Then he drove somewhere else to see his girlfriend.
Nashville to Milwaukee.
Milwaukee.
Yeah.
I'm surprised he's got time to play any music. He's in the car all the time.
Yeah, luckily he doesn't have to do a lot of that in Dubai. So finally, what's song number three, Eli?
This is a throwback. In 2004, I think I was 12 years old, my family and I went to the Euro Cup in Portugal. We're like really into soccer, so it was like the coolest thing ever. And when we were there, there was this one song that was blaring from like all the restaurants, everyone's apartments. And I think it was like the theme of the Euro Cup. And the chorus is like so infectious, and I remember dancing to it with my family. And it's a song called Forza by Nelly Furtado.
It is the passion flowing right on through your veins. And it's the feeling like you're all so glad you came. And it's the moment you remember you're alive. It is the air you breathe, the element, the fire. It is a flower that you took the time to smell. It is the power that you know you got it well. It is a fear inside that you can overcome. This is the orchestra, the rhythm and the drum.
There's the third song chosen by Eli Teplin on the Tracks of My Travels this afternoon. It's Nelly Furtado, Portuguese-Canadian lady. And I know you're good on your languages, Shruti. Forza, any idea what it means?
Something like go for it or something?
Well, not too far away. Mm-hmm. No, it means strength.
Oh, strength,
okay. It means strength in Portuguese. And, of course, song, it's mainly sung in English, but the chorus completely in the Portuguese language. And it was actually chosen as the official anthem of the 2004 European Football Championship, or Soccer Championship, as Eli would say.
We'll stick to football. Yeah, so Euro 2004, I remember watching it as a kid, actually, and it was the one that Greece won. The final was Greece and Portugal. And the reason why I remember this tournament, first of all the big names, including your Germany, Spain, Italy, defending champions France, were all knocked out.
Yeah.
You know, it was a surprise, Portugal versus Greece. And everyone thought Portugal would take it, you know, because it's in the home country and everything.
Yeah.
And it turns out that they actually lost to Greece. And Cristiano Ronaldo, I think that was the first time he actually cried, you know, in a public forum. So that's my memory of Euro 2004.
Sounds good. So there we are. That's Eli Teplin. And Eli, where can we see you?
I'm performing at Q's Lounge until January 6th. And it's been really electric, and we're having like the best time on stage. So we hope to see new faces in the crowd, and definitely more faces that we've seen already.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.